Hello, Alan Meshagan Jr. here, and I would like to welcome you to today's podcast. I'm excited about the subject that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the body, the soul, and the spirit, and hopefully we can shed some light on this topic today and bring you into a place of greater understanding and revelation. And we're going to be speaking some biblical truths and some things that I believe are going to help you to understand why it is you can be a new creation in Christ Jesus and still be dealing with some things, some wrong thinking, speaking wrong, doing things wrong. How is it that I can be a new creation in Christ and still have some things that I need to work on that have to do with myself? We're going to be talking about that today. It's going to be powerful. But before we get into our subject this morning, I want to encourage you to go online, fullturn.com, and right there you'll have access to all of our materials, our sermons. We want you to get online and listen to our sermons throughout the day, throughout the week. We believe they will be an encouragement to you. Also, you can enjoy our podcast, not only this one, but our church podcast that's out there. Listen, we want to be a blessing to you. We want to see you become all that God has called and purposed for you to be. Also, I have three books that are out, 17 Steps from Zero to Hero, a book called On Purpose, about our purpose, finding our purpose, discovering our purpose in God, and my newest book called Heir of Power. Heir of Power is all about our identity in Christ, who God says we are. And I'm telling you, there's some things that you have not even understood yet or seen yet that God wants to reveal to you about who He's called and purpose for you to be. And you can get that book. You can find that online, our online store. You can go to fullturn.com or you can go to alanmeshaganjr.com. And listen, not only can you order a hard copy of the book, but you can also get a digital version that you can download and you can read it right. As soon as you download it, you can get it on one of your devices. All right, here we go. Here we go. We're talking about the body. We're talking about the soul. And we're talking about the spirit. What are the differences in these things? Well, let's get right into that. First, we'll talk about the body. But before we do that, let me help you to understand something. You are not a body that possesses a soul and a spirit. You are a spirit that lives in a body that possesses a soul. All right. So first off, just go ahead and get that. And if you're writing notes, write that down. I am a spirit that lives in a body that possesses a soul. But let's talk about that body first. Okay. Our body is that thing that comes from the earth. Now, it is our body that's keeping us earth bound. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So it is our body that is keeping us here in this world, that's keeping us here in the earth. The Bible says that in the beginning, if you want to know something's intended purpose or design, you have to go back to the beginning. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created man in His image and in His likeness. He created them, male and female. Well, first He created Adam, and the Bible says that He created Adam from the dust of the earth. And then later He said, it's not good for man to be alone. And he caused Adam to sleep. And out of the side of Adam, He took a rib. And from that, He formed Eve. So from the dust of the earth, He brought forth man and woman. Our bodies are from the earth. Now, you hear this all the time if you go to memorial services, funeral services, where the minister will say, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That whatever, and this is a powerful truth, whatever a thing comes from is where it will return. Now, check this out because this is so cool. Your natural body will return to the earth, but your true self, which is your spirit man, will go back to where it comes from, and you go back to God. You go to God. You return to God. So our body is, and hear this, our body is a vessel. Our body, the Bible says we have this treasure. What's the treasure? It's the power of God. It's the Spirit of God in an earthen vessel. So this body is only an earth suit. It's It's just a vessel. It's like a tent that God can live and work and abide in. The Bible says that God does not want to, he does not desire to dwell in temples that are made with man's hand, but he desires to dwell in his people. So God lives and abides and dwells in you. You know, when God sent his son into the earth, God came in the form of man because he had put man in the earth to accomplish his purpose and will. Man lost dominion in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. And so through the man, Jesus Christ, called the last Adam, dominion was brought back. God had to come in man. Now, as we're in the earth, we possess, through Jesus Christ, we possess the Spirit of God, God in us, God in flesh, the Word of God active and alive in us to bring the will of God, the kingdom of God, into the earth. Okay? So your body is your flesh. Your body is your blood and your bones and your eyes and your ears and your hand and your fingers. It is the instrument. It is the vessel. It is the temple that houses the Spirit of God. Okay? So next is the soul. What is our soul? Our soul is our mind, our will, our emotions, and even not only our mind, but it's also our subconscious mind. So our soul is our mind, it's our will, it's our emotions. And so this is where we get messed up a lot of times, because we don't understand some things about the Bible. Here's what the Bible says. We don't understand some things about our mind. The Bible says that we have to be transformed or changed into the image of God. How? By the changing of our mind. As a matter of fact, the word repent literally means to change your mind. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, to present our body a living sacrifice, holding it acceptable unto the Lord, which means, hey, I'm putting to death the things of this body. I'm not allowing my flesh man to lead me. I'm putting to death the deeds of the body. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is my true and proper worship. Then what does it say? And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So if I'm going to prove what is the good, the acceptable, perfect will of God, and walk in the good, acceptable, perfect will of God, then my mind has to be renewed. My mind has to be changed. So we, through the Spirit of God, can have the mind of God. But it's very important, because when we come to Jesus Christ, our spirit is saved, our mind has to be saved. Our mind now has to be renewed. As a matter of fact, we're in a process. We are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Your spirit, when you come to Christ, your spirit has been made alive in Christ, your spirit is saved. Your body, your soul is being saved. Your every day, your mind is being renewed. Your mind is being changed. You're being transformed into the image and likeness of God. You're growing in maturity. Because understand, when it comes to the mind, your mind has to see things in a different way. So this is something that's happening daily. I'm beginning to see more and more. I'm learning. I'm growing. Remember what the Apostle Paul said to the church there that he was dealing with, the Ephesians. He said, I'm praying that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, the eyes of your understanding. So your mind has got to change. You've got to begin to see what you've not seen. This is a daily work that God is doing. Every day we're growing in the knowledge of who he is. His spirit at work and alive in us is changing our mind. We are being changed. The Bible says that as we behold the glory of the Lord, we are being changed into that same image, even from glory to glory. That is your mind being renewed. That is your mind being changed. Because if your mind can change, your life can change. If your mind is changing, what you're gonna say is going to be different. The way you're going to live is going to be different. So you have to have a renewed mind, a mind that is led by the Spirit. Here we go. And not the flesh. So that brings us to the Spirit. We've talked about the flesh. The body is your flesh. And let me say this about the body too. The body operates off of what it sees. It's all receiving external information, because the body operates off of the five senses: what it tastes, what it touches, what it sees, what it smells. And it's operating off of these things. So the five senses that are there, I think I said four, but there are five of them. We'll get to that in a second. But it's operating, the body is operating off of its five senses. And so what the body is receiving, it gives then to the soul, it gives it, the mind receives. And so it's receiving that information that's coming in from the flesh. Now, here we go, because we're getting into the Spirit. Your spirit man is that which is connected to God, that comes from God. It's your true self. It is who you really are. It is that part of you that before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah. He said, before you were. I want to stop there, because I want you to understand, before you were in the mind of God. You come from God. You were with God. And so he said, before you were formed, see, before your body was formed, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. See, who you were in God long before you were formed in your mother's womb. Before you had a body, let me say it this way. Before you had a body, you were. That's powerful, man. Come on. Before you had a body, you were. And you were in God. And the Bible says God is a spirit. And so if you come forth from God, then if you're coming from God and God is a spirit, you are a spirit. And so that spirit part of you is who God created you to be. Now, here's the thing. When we come to Christ Jesus, our spirit is made alive. Now, I can't fully explain this. I can't fully explain how it happens, but the Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And so there's an awakening in my spirit. Something was lost when the sin nature came in. When Adam and Eve missed the mark in the garden. Remember when he said, when God said, if you eat of this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Well, we know that when they ate the fruit, they didn't drop dead. Yes, it brought a physical death later on. But the death that they had immediately was this disconnect. It was this disconnect from God. And then we see this gradual falling away from God, even on into their children with Cain and Abel, and Cain killing Abel, and then he's cast out of the presence of God. And so we just see this falling away, this disconnect from the things of God, where man was walking with God. Man was in relationship with God. His spirit was alive. Now there is a death. It's a spiritual death. It's a disconnect. And so when we come to Jesus Christ, that part of us is awakened. We're awakened to see who we truly are. We're awakened to the things of God. And then his spirit comes, and we are married to his spirit. His spirit comes and lives in us. So our spirit man, remember, our spirit is the candle and he is the flame. And so his flame comes and ignites our spirit, and we become alive in Christ, and our spirit is the seat of Christ. It is, remember where he said, the kingdom does not come by observation, for the kingdom of God is within you. So we receive the Spirit. The Spirit of God is living in us. It is Christ in you. The Bible says it's Christ in you. the hope of glory. It says, for it is God who works in you. God is working in your spirit, man. The kingdom of God is in your spirit. The Spirit of God is working in you. And so it's your spirit, man, that is connected to God, that is one with Christ. Okay? So here's what we got. We've got the body, which is dealing with the flesh nature, dealing with the five senses, okay? And then you've got the soul, which is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And then you've got the spirit, which is your true self, that part of you that comes from God, okay? So when you come to Jesus Christ, you're not perfect in mind, you're not perfect in body, but now you're perfect in spirit. So now that you're perfect in spirit, your mind and your body have to catch up with what God has done in you. Okay? So this is the reason that you can be saved, that you can believe in Jesus Christ and still have addictions and still have problems with lust and still be dealing with things that are a part of your flesh nature, is because even though you've been made alive in Christ, your mind has to be renewed. So what you got is you got your body, you got your soul and your spirit, and you've got this war between the spirit and the flesh, and the soul is caught up in the middle. As a matter of fact, the mind is the battleground. The battleground is in the mind. If the enemy is going to attack anything, he's going to attack your mind. The Bible says he's the enemy, or he's called the enemy of your soul. Okay, so he's after your mind, your will, and your emotions, because if he can get a grip there, if he can get his claw in your mind, then he can keep you from fully understanding who you are in Christ, which is all in your spirit. And that's why the Bible says that we've got to learn how to pray in the spirit, building up our most holy faith, because as we're praying in the spirit, God's doing a work in our spirit. And as that work is happening in our spirit, it's supposed to bubble its way up into our mind to renew our mind so that we can think the way God wants us to think, speak the way God wants us to speak, and act the way that God would have for us to act. And so through the Spirit, the Bible says, again, I said this earlier, through the Spirit, I do kill or put to death the deeds of the body. I've got to get my mind listening to my spirit and my mind not listening to my flesh. My mind can't listen to what my five senses is saying. That's why the Bible says that we've got to walk in the Spirit. We've got to live in the Spirit. Do you see it now? Is it coming alive to you? We've got to walk in the Spirit, because those who are in the Spirit do mind the things of God. Are you seeing it? Those who walk in the Spirit do mind the things of God. Those that are after the Spirit. So after the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, live in the light. The Bible says, walk in the light as he is in the light. That means I've got to learn to quiet the voice of my body and listen to the finished work of Jesus that's active and alive in my spirit. To know who he's made me, to know who he's called me, to know his work. See, and when I come to Christ, I am a son of God. But I've got to get my mind, will, and emotions in line with who God says I am. All right? So I've got to, through the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, because the carnal mind is the enemy of God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's what the Bible says. And so if I'm after the flesh, then I won't mind the things of the Spirit, because I'm after the things of the flesh. And so that's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, because faith has nothing to do with your senses. It has nothing to do with what you see, what you smell, what you taste, what you touch. It has nothing to do with any of those things. See, the spirit realm has nothing to do with your five senses. And so we've got to learn to walk after who God says we are, and what's already working on the inside of us, and what God is doing in our spirit, and his spirit that is working in us to lead us, guide us, who's speaking to us to lead us, guide us, and direct us into all truth, understanding that the kingdom of God is within us, that we are more than conquerors because he loved us, and we're not going to allow our flesh man to tell us who we are. We're not going to allow external things to dictate to us who we're going to be. We're not going to allow our current environment or situation in the world to tell us what we're able to do, because it's our spirit that's telling us who we are, not our flesh. So hopefully this is shedding some light on some things for you today. Our mind is in the middle, caught between a war between the flesh and the spirit. We're here's what the Bible says. To as many as received him, that's Jesus, to them gave he the power, that's his spirit, gave he the power to become. Look at that. To become. Because I be, I can become who he's called and purpose for me to be. To become the sons of God. So there's a work that's going on in me. My mind, through the Spirit of God, my mind is being transformed. My mind is being changed into the image and the likeness of God, that I might think with the mind of Christ, that I might see myself the way that he sees me, that I might be who he's called and purposed for me to be. So that's why you can have a Christian who has given their heart to Jesus, but they're still dealing with stuff. They're still dealing with junk. And here's the thing. Let me get to where the rubber hits the road now. Here's the problem that we have. We have a lot of people thinking or living in condemnation because what's going on in their flesh, not understanding that's what the flesh does. And so if you're leaning into the flesh, then you're going to do the things of the flesh. But if you look at your spirit man, who God says you are, who he created you to be, now you're going to start living more according to who God says you are than who the world says you are. And that's why the Bible says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So don't despise the day of small beginnings, but know that God has greater for you. Listen to the work that God is doing in your spirit. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit, they that are led by the Spirit, let me say it again, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Go back to the other verse that I mentioned. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Now, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Jesus said, I give you the Spirit, which is his Spirit, the Spirit of God. He said, I give you the Spirit of truth, and he will lead you, guide you, and direct you into all truth. So here we are. The moment you get saved, you give your heart to Jesus Christ, doesn't mean that everything else is right. It means that you have now received the Spirit to perfect you. You've received the Spirit to transform your mind, your thinking, so that you can become who God has already made you. See? And then the Bible says about our body, at some point, this corruption will take on incorruption. At some point, the Bible tells us this, we'll have a new body. We'll have a new body. And so we have been saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. So I've got to walk in that work, walk in the finished work of the cross, walk in that truth that God has given me through Jesus. Walk in the Spirit. Walk after the things of the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Live not looking at the things that are in the world, but looking at those things that come from God. I'll close with this, okay? Because the Bible says that a mind that is stayed upon the Lord will remain at perfect peace. The scripture actually reads something like this. He will keep him at perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him. All right? Then the New Testament says this. Keep your mind on those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And so I've got to keep my mind there. The Bible says also that I am seated with him in heavenly places. So I'm to live from the Spirit. Now hear this, I'm supposed to live from the Spirit and allow the work of the Spirit to flow through me into the world. That's powerful there. Because Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink, and out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke concerning the Spirit that was to come, that he was about to send. So there's a work that's going on in us, come on, in our spirit, that is supposed to flow from the inside out. See, let me close this podcast with this thought. See, the problem that we have is we're trying to change ourselves from the outside in. That was the problem with the law, because the law was all about changing yourself from the outside in, that if you ate this or you drank that, or you abstained from this or you did that or all these other things, that if you would do this on the outside, that it would change who you are on the inside. But here's the work of Christ. I change you on the inside, and you're going to now be changed from the inside all the way out. Are you getting it? Because I have everything that I need in the Spirit. I have everything that I need in the Spirit. I am now who Christ says I am. Now my mind's got to catch up with that. And my mind's got to be transformed to where I can fully see that, where I can fully be that. And now that my mind is being changed, the things that I'm going to do, the things that my body is going to do, the way I'm going to eat, the way I'm going to move, the things I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, what I'm going to say, the things you're going to see me doing, right? Because when you look at somebody, you don't see their spirit unless God opens that up to you. When you look at somebody, what you see is their body. And that's why the Bible says, know no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't look at the body. See who God says they are, because every person in Christ is becoming. It's an inward work that is growing outward. It's the river that is flowing out. It's the river of living water that you have taken into yourself now that is flowing out of you. Hopefully, this has brought you some understanding today. I encourage you to go onto our YouTube channel, Full Turn Church, and you can actually search for Body, Soul, and Spirit, which is a series that I did, that I believe will be so life transforming for you. Go and listen to those teachings. This is just a little something for you today, just to whet your appetite, a little appetizer for you today. But know this, God has greater for you. Don't give up because you're not who you want to be right now. Allow the Spirit of God to have his perfect work in you, and you will be found perfect, entire, and wanting for nothing. Thank you for listening today. Remember, go and enjoy all of our online resources, and we hope that you will continue listening to these podcasts and that they will be an encouragement to you. God bless you.